Thank you for joining the Path audiobook series, where we follow the life of Neo, an African girl who navigates the challenges and obstacles in her path of purpose. This is an autobiographical fiction by Dr. Muthoni Amukongo, and we hope you learn great lessons to apply in your life's journey towards becoming. Today's chapter, The Second Dream Encounter, is brought to you by CLC Kids and Teens. This is a children's book ministry by CLC Kenya, seeking to empower children aged 2 to 20 through reading, writing, and publishing books that draw children to faith and maturity in Jesus Christ.
For a child who loved to follow the rules, why was Neo leaving school so late? Where would she tell her parents she was coming from? It was starting to get dark, so she walked hurriedly. She noticed that even the school's night guard was not there. There were no animals that would walk in the night, cats, dogs, and the likes. She knew something was very different that evening. Neo exited the gate and onto the narrow path that would lead to the main road. There were live fences on both sides, making it a very lonely path to walk alone, especially for a young girl at night. In the village, there were no streetlights, actually, there were not many houses with electricity. The only source of light came from the dimly lit windows of a few scattered homes. The dark path made Neo feel even more uneasy as she continued her walk. The eerie silence that surrounded the village intensified her growing sense of unease. This silence was deafening, broken only by the distant sound of crickets chirping. It felt as if time had stood still in this secluded corner of the world, intensifying her growing apprehension. Neo was halfway along the path when she noticed a huge trailer driving fast from the opposite direction. There was nowhere for her to step on the side to allow it to pass. It was filling the entire path, and it would crush into her from its sides. She could not make the run to the next gate to find a side exit. She could also not run back to the school gate as it was very far off and the trailer was at full speed. She was not going to make 80 kilometers per hour to outrun it back. She tried to wave for the driver to see her, but he kept coming. Neo then realized that he had indeed seen her, but he had no intention of stopping. She frantically searched for any other possible escape routes, but the surrounding area was fenced off, leaving her trapped. Panic started to set in as she desperately brainstormed alternative solutions to avoid the impending collision. She then heard the voice of the minister who had prophesied to her earlier in the year. It was as if he were continuing the prophecy he had made over her at the weekend revival.
"I have called you to be a prophet to the nations. Get on the road and push the devil back to where he came from."
The voice was loud and clear. At that point, Neo realized that it was not the voice of the minister but the voice of God. She had been a critical thinker since her childhood. She had the ability to analyze facts objectively and form a judgment. She would often think clearly and rationally when the situation demanded it, and do problem-solving and decision-making effectively.
"How can a 12-year-old child push an 18-wheeler back to where it was coming from?"
she thought to herself. However, the same deep sense of knowing something was true came over her, just like it had overwhelmed her during the prophecy. She stepped into the middle of the road and pulled out her hand like a Superman and closed her eyes, both in fear that she would be crushed and in a deep awareness that she would be okay. As she stood there, a surge of adrenaline coursed through her veins, fueling her determination to accomplish the seemingly impossible task. With every ounce of strength she possessed, she pushed against the massive weight of the 18-wheeler, channeling her focus and willpower into each step. The intense belief in the deep sense of awareness within her and the unwavering conviction that she could achieve that feat propelled her forward, defying all logic and expectations. The driver was shocked. Neo was shocked. They were both shocked. As he pushed the pedal down to the floor, revving his engines to move forward, the wheels started to reverse. She was pushing him back. With each step, she could sense the disbelief and awe radiating from both herself and the driver, creating an electric atmosphere of astonishment. She kept putting one foot in front of the other and pushing the trailer for about 5 minutes onto the main road. The sheer determination and physical strength required for that task seemed almost superhuman. On the main road, it looked like Neo threw the trailer away, and it started spinning, trying to find a direction, and came to a halt. She then ran home, a sense of exhilaration washed over her. The realization of what she had just accomplished filled her with an indescribable sense of pride and satisfaction.
What was that?
She mused in her dream. Neo woke up with beads of perspiration all over her body. As she lay in bed, trying to catch her breath and calm her racing heart, she couldn't help but wonder if what she had just experienced was a vivid dream or some sort of strange reality. The intense physical exertion and the rush of emotions felt so real, yet it seemed impossible for someone like her to possess such superhuman strength. Confused and slightly disoriented, she reached for her Bible, hoping to shake off the remnants of the surreal experience. As a young Christian, she was used to holding the Bible and praying.
God, speak to me through your word.
Then she would open a random page and read whatever word her eyes would land on. It worked every time back then, well, until she grew up in faith and it suddenly stopped working. On this day, she landed on Jeremiah chapter 1, and the verse she read was 5, which said,
"Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations."
Now she was freaked out. This verse startled her because it was a direct message from God, just like in the dream. It made her question her purpose in business and wonder if she was meant to be a prophet. But to the nations?
This is making no sense at all.
Neo thought to herself. She kept the dream and the word to herself, as it was leading her to a path she did not want. She was set on building an empire that would fund God's kingdom all over the world, not a prophet to the nations to be funded or supported by others. But as she continued to reflect on the verse and the dreams, she couldn't shake off the feeling that there was a different calling within her than business.
Maybe being a prophet to the nations is not as far-fetched as I initially thought. Perhaps God has a greater plan for me, one that would intertwine my business aspirations with His divine purpose for me to be a prophet.
The more Neo pondered on it, the more open she became to embracing this unexpected path that day. But then she pushed that divine encounter with God to the bottom of the pile in her thoughts, never to remember it again.
We hope you enjoyed this story. We express our gratitude for following yet another episode of the Path audiobook series. Join us for the next chapter, Life at Mountains High School. And don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review at www.kenyaclc.org or on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, Spotify, and other audio platforms of your choice. The social media handle is at @CLCKenya. May the good Lord provide you with discernment in the choice you need to make today. May He make the specific path you need to take clear to you, and help you to have the courage to take the step He is leading you towards. Amen.